bid price, we recognize the need to modify that slightly because of the fact that really road signs are purchased on an ongoing basis. We have had some issues in the past with other companies providing lackluster service to us when we had emergencies for road closures, whether it was construction, unexpected construction, flooding, etc. So we made sure that we added those stipulations in the bid specifications this time, as well as amending the bid process to a term and supply methodology versus a one-time purchase. So the wording in this bid required vendors who wanted to respond to give us a per-unit price on an ongoing basis, which made it a little bit more challenging for us to review those responses. And what you have in front of you is an awesome Excel spreadsheet that was created by Kathy Roberts, the office manager for Road and Bridge, and gives a snapshot of what these vendors supplied us with. What we found out in this bid that was open a few weeks ago, and it was released in October, opened a few weeks ago, what we discovered was from the four vendors that did respond, we had a range of average pricing responses, again, because of the fact that we're pricing hundreds of different items out per price. And we reviewed this in a method of moderate, high, and low. The two lower responders was Newman Signs of Jamestown, North Dakota, and that had been our previous supplier that really has a spotless record with us. The other vendor in the low average range was Osborne Associates in Logan, Ohio, and we checked with them to find out that they do not stock any of these products, and Newman does stock all of these products. So I think that was a determining factor in what Mr. Hayes is about to recommend to you, and I support his recommendation. Mr. Hayes.
Basically, after we reviewed these, and also you'll notice on the spreadsheet that Missouri Vocational had better pricing. They also stock these items, but they no bid on the posts and bolts and all the anchors and stuff that we needed to install. So,
and the nice thing about, pardon me for interrupting, the nice thing about Missouri Vocational is they're a state agency. And they did communicate to me when we first put this out for bid that they were going to submit a bid. And I informed them they really didn't need to. As a state agency, we can purchase whatever we want from a fellow state agency without going through the bid process. So whatever signs are available to us from that vendor, we could still purchase from, because the contract that I intend to submit to legal will have the usual boilerplate non-exclusivity comments in it. So we can purchase from any of these vendors.
The main difference I've seen between Missouri Vocational and Newman, that a lot of their signs were quite a bit higher per item in cost. Some of them were the same, and a couple items were slightly cheaper. But overall, Newman had the better pricing overall. And that's the reason we're recommending Newman sign for our sign needs. And we've had a couple years' experience with Newman also.
What I'm hearing from a purchasing agent, if you choose Newman, but if you desire on the ones that are cheaper from Missouri Vocational, you can order from them.
Correct.
Yep.
They are a state sign company. So.
I don't think I have any questions on it then.
Move to award bid number 201710-386 to Newman Signs out of Jamestown, North Dakota.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you very much. The contract draft that I submit will have an 18-month term in it with a option for one-year renewal, and we can spin the wheel again after that.
Okay,
Okay, we canceled the next item on the agenda, so we'll move on down to court orders.
What about, yeah, thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've only got one abatement for you. It's 203611, and it's an erroneous assessment. And it appears that it is a condo that is rented by a monthly basis and not by night, and it's not in the nightly rental program.
And the people just failed to turn in the letter, but they contact you, can I see by email, is that right?
Correct, yeah, there should be an email attached from Schwab.
And it's not paid?
Quite certain it has. Yep.
Make a motion to approve abatement number 203611.
Do you want to label it Exhibit A to continue on, or do you want to just do the abatement number?
That's fine, Exhibit A.
With today's date will be
12/4/17. Is that your motion, Ms. White?
Would you have the date, today's date on your motion is what we're asking.
You need today's date?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Intergovernmental agreement by the County of Taney and the City of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services, number 17-140 CM.
Is there any changes to this?
No, there's no changes in it. It's a continuing agreement year to year.
I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty, dated November 30th, 2017. He's reviewed the proposed intergovernmental agreement by the County of Taney and the City of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services and approves it to form.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that a mutual aid agreement next?
I'm sorry.
Mutual aid.
We have next is the Mutual Aid and Police Service Agreement, Supplemental City of Branson, number 16-114S.
Is this also a yearly?
Yes.
It was, they didn't sign it last December is what it was, and they relooked at it and found nothing different, and we sent it back up. They're willing to sign it now.
Yeah.
Move to approve the mutual aid agreement between the City of Branson, Mutual Aid and Police Services, file number 16-114S, and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Engagement letter for legal services. We have a letter dated November 30th, 2017 from Mr. Cotty. Reviewed the proposed engagement agreement, submitted, and approves it to form.
Mr. Cotty sent us a letter roughly 3 months ago. Is that right, guys?
Yes.
Just explaining that he has appreciated the time he served with the county as our legal counsel, and due to personal slash bit, he just kind of wants to slow down a little bit, and so he requested that we look for other counsels. So after interviewing and talking with and discussing different legal counsels, I believe the commission has decided to, by approving this agreement, an engagement letter, it will put them in contract with us, as we'll have a new relationship with new counsel, and I think that they will do us a great job. And the others that did show interest, I think they'd have done a great job as well. So it was a tough decision, I know, for a lot of us, but for all three of us. But anyways, based on that, you guys have anything you want to say?
No.
Move to approve the engagement letter for legal services by and between Taney County and Ellis, Hammonds, and Johnson.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The main attorney that we'll be dealing with there is Mr. Travis Elliott. He's currently the Missouri Association of Counties attorney, and so he is very familiar with county statutes, and I think he'll serve the commission and the other elected officials and the citizens very well.
Okay, let's recess, and we'll go up to our conference room for daily staff review and agenda requests. And at 1 o'clock, we'll be up there for budget discussions. So.